This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan says sanctions against South Africa haven't worked, but he forgot the most important fact. Sanctions put American policy on the right side instead of the far right side in the battle against apartheid. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, a year ago, Congress enacted tough economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. President Reagan opposed the sanctions, but Congress overrode his veto. Unfortunately, the president still refuses to accept them. The other day, he claimed they haven't worked because apartheid still exists in South Africa. The president missed the point, Bob. No one thought sanctions would end apartheid. What they did, and this is their great success, is put the United States on the right side of human rights by ending the Reagan administration's discredited policy of constructive engagement. For years, that failed policy had given aid and comfort to apartheid. You joined President Reagan in opposing sanctions, Bob, but would President Dole make the same mistake?
Ted, you're 3 for 3. Your history is wrong, your logic is wrong, and your prescription for future American policy is dead wrong. First, history. I co-authored the 1985 South Africa sanctions bill and voted for the 1986 bill. I did support the president's veto of the 86 bill, but only because by that time he had agreed to put sanctions in effect by executive order so that the president and Congress could speak with one voice, making our common stand against apartheid much, much stronger. Next, logic. According to you, sanctions haven't worked, so let's have some more. Something's haywire here, Ted. And finally, future American policy. For you, the priority is doing anything, even if South African blacks are the ones who are hurt the most. Ted, my priority is finding a policy that really can end apartheid. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.